Momentum is a powerful way to overcome rationalization. Momentum and chunking. So you got to start looking at things in a different way. Instead of saying, well, I just need my freedom right now, or I need my space right now, or I need to rest right now, or I need to get out of stress. Let me tell you something. The fastest way out of stress is to work out. Think about it. Most of us say, oh, stress, oh, because we're so hyped up. What you need to do is get rid of the stress that's in your body, and the only way to do that is push through your comfort zone. Change your focus, push through your comfort zone, and watch how great you feel. The stress will disappear. So most people are avoiding the very thing that would free them. They're avoiding the very thing that would free them also from the feelings that they have this huge project to deal with. Just do it. And in the context of your hour of power, there's no excuse. You should wake up and move. Throw on your clothes and go. Throw on your tennis shoes and go. Don't even take time to think. Make it a habit that when you roll out of bed, into your shoes. You roll out of bed, into your gear. If you'll do that, you'll have momentum. You won't have time to rationalize. You'll be busy rationalizing while you're walking, and by that time, it'll be too late. Okay? So setting up systems is a great way. But the first step is identifying, which you're doing a good job of here. What is the story you're telling yourself about why you can't do this? It'll be better tomorrow. I don't have time. I'm too tired. It's too late. It's too far. It might not work. Or it might work, and then I'll be even more successful, and then I'll be even more busy, and I have no time. Whatever story you're telling yourself, drop the story. Because what I've learned is that most people lie to themselves. And that those lies are sucking the juice out of your life. Honesty, even if it's a little uncomfortable, creates freedom. And so the real freedom is when you can tell yourself the truth and you can act upon it quickly and not sit there and think about it forever. I remember I met General Schwarzkopf for the first time many years ago, and now he's a good friend. And when I first met him, I was talking about what is it that a leader must do, and he said, tell the truth. Tell the truth to himself, tell the truth to the troops. And that's what a leader's got to do, get people to tell the truth to each other. He said, because I got to tell you something, no organization, whether it be the army, whether it be a business, or whether it be an individual, nothing gets better until you admit something's wrong. And no one wants to admit that because it sounds so horrible. No one wants to be wrong. But you know what? If it's not at the level you want it, it's wrong. If it's not the level that you'd be proud of, it's wrong. Because you deserve to have it right. Have it at the level you deserve. Living on the edge of what is possible. Living at the peak. Living life at that level of fulfillment. And that only happens when you stop telling the story, you stop rationalizing, you tell yourself the truth. Now, some people say, well, I'm not lying to myself. But what they're doing is they're using softeners. You know what I mean by that? Like, you know, someone says, well, it's not that bad. It's a month of summer. I mean, I'm only a few pounds overweight. Or they compare to something else. They say things like, well, you know, I'm much better than I used to be. It makes themselves feel good, because if you feel bad, you got to do something to change. And if you feel good, you don't have to change. You lose the drive. You don't want to lose your drive. Most people are constantly trying to make themselves feel good without actually changing anything. And when you do that, you train yourself to accept mediocrity. And mediocrity, by the way, doesn't mean compared to other people. Mediocrity is anytime you settle for less than who you really are. Because even though you may be doing much better than everybody around you, maybe people you're hanging around with are the wrong people to hang around with, and you just do it because it makes you feel good. You know, the only thing that makes us feel good long term is living life at our level. I remember I met years ago John Wooden, the UCLA basketball coach, the winningest coach of all time in college basketball history. He won 11 out of 12 national championships, NCAA championships, and he won 7 in a row. I mean, the most anybody else has won in a row is 3 in a row of national championships. Now, this guy was a genius, and I'll tell you, he won more than anybody, but he didn't even focus on winning. He focused on getting guys to tell the truth. He focused on eliminating rationalization. And the way he did it is he said, here's a real simple thing I want you men to know. At the end of every game, only you will know whether you really won or lost. And it will not be based on the points on the board. Because there are some times when you play nowhere near your potential and you beat the other team just because they're terrible or because you got lucky. And if you got more points on the board, but you didn't give your all, you're a loser. Because in life, what you give, you get to keep. What you fail to give, you lose forever. He said, if at the end of the day you got fewer points on the board, but you gave every ounce of your soul on that court, you know you could walk away the winner, because they may have been lucky. They may have had more skill. They may have had a better team, but they didn't get more out of themselves. Winning and losing in life is an internal game, and it comes from telling yourself the truth. And if you do that, if every day you demand more from yourself than other people would expect, you give your all, you're going to most often with more points on the board than the other team. So we got to tell ourselves the truth, and we can't use softeners. You can't say, well, I'm a little overweight, you know, or I'm a bit robust. No, your butt is bigger than Chicago. You're fat. Tell yourself the truth, because until you do that, you have no reason to change. So the reason people don't change, number one, they're out of practice. Number two, they rationalize. They tell stories. They use softeners. They lie to themselves. Third reason is they got an ineffective strategy. Some people, they're willing to go for it, and they're not even rationalizing. But, you know, they're running east looking for a sunset. And I don't care how positive you are. I don't care how committed you are. I don't care how your standards are. If you got a strategy that doesn't work, you got a problem. And let me tell you, the number one thing that doesn't work for people, since our first focus here to get an extraordinary life and extraordinary psychology is get an extraordinary body, right? And if you're going to have that extraordinary body, you got to have this time to make it strong every day. Increase that metabolism. Feel that feeling of power and passion in your body. But you know what most people do? They want to look good, and so their primary strategy is change their diet, and they do that alone. Diet alone is never going to give you the level of health you deserve. It's a critical component. But diet alone is not enough, because what happens when you diet? Well, the very simple thing occurs. As soon as you start to diet, what are you doing? You're depriving yourself. Well, as soon as you deprive yourself, guess what happens? The body's not getting as much, so it starts to use some of the fat built inside of you, and sure enough, you start to lose weight. Step two. But after you deprive yourself and lose weight for a while, there's a point when you get sick of depriving yourself, so what do? You binge. Step three. And when you binge, what happens? You gain back the same weight, usually a few pounds more, because when you go on a diet where you're limiting your calories, one simple thing occurs. The body knows it has to conserve its energy. So what it does is it gets better at storing fat. So when you finally go to eat, your metabolism is dropped. It takes less food for you to gain fat faster. That's why 5 days out of the week, you got to have your hour of power. You're out there moving, exercising, sweating at least to level 7 so you get that energy up. That's why you want to build some muscle in your body. That's why it's critical.